Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joining us now is a congressman representing California's 23rd district, but not just any congressman. Please join me in welcoming Kevin McCarthy to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Congressman, I know how busy you are. I know they just got you out of a busy meeting. And I'd like, though, to talk to you about the fact that we've got midterms coming up. And there are many people who would like to see you as the Speaker of the House, seeing as Nancy Pelosi's been such a disaster, but you have something new called the Commitment to America, which is somewhat like Newt Gingrich's Contract with America. Tell us what you think you can deliver if you get the House in November.
Well, Judge, first, thank you for having me on. It's always an honor to talk with you.
You're
exactly right. We have the Commitment to America because it is a plan for a new direction for this country. We know what the Democrats have done. Their runaway spending has brought us inflation. Their defund the police has brought us crime. Opening up the border. Fentanyl is now the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. We've got a government run amok where the DOJ goes after parents because they want to go to a school board meeting. So what we have put together, a Commitment to America, it has four main pillars: an economy that's strong, a nation that is safe, a future that is built on freedom, and a government that is accountable. And in each section, we go through what we'll actually do. An economy that's strong, we're going to stop the runaway spending to stop the inflation. We're going to make America energy independent, lower your gasoline price. In a nation that's safe, we're going to secure our border. You know what? We're not going to defund the police. We're going to fund 200,000 new police officers and go after those prosecutors that won't uphold the law. Mm-hmm. Shine the light within there. A future that's built on freedom. We have a parents' bill of rights. So your parents, mm-hmm. so the parents have a say in their kids' education. We're going to hold big tech accountable. And then you know what else we're going to do in a government that's accountable? Mm. We're going to preserve our constitutional freedoms, but we're going to hold these agencies accountable. Mm-hmm. DOJ that went after parents and called them terrorists. We want to know what happened in Afghanistan those last couple months, not listening to the military. We want to know where COVID actually started. All these things, the check and balance they haven't done. That's just a few of the bills that we put forth because we want the American public to make a decision. They have a clear contrast in this election. The Democrats created these problems with no plan to fix it, and we have a plan for a new direction.
Well, there's no question that, I mean, America, if people are listening, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, if people are listening, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't recognize that we are at a point where crime is so rampant that the victims are so random. That, I mean, no one is safe. Absolutely no one is safe. And this is a result of the Democrats, cashless bail, social justice. And by the way, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, I still don't know what social justice is. And I've been in criminal justice for more than three decades. But everyone understands how dangerous it is. And then it's got to frustrate you when all of a sudden you hear a couple of them come out and say, oh, I was never in favor of defund the police. When in 2020, all they did was watch the business. Businesses burned down, police being burnt out of police precincts. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's saying, let's make sure that we round them all up and investigate and prosecute them. I mean, the hypocrisy, Congressman McCarthy, that we see from Washington is so stunning that Americans are, they just get turned off to it all. And you wonder, I mean, clearly that there is a problem in this country, but the desperation by so many Democrats to simply lie and just say, oh, I was never against the police. I always believed in the police. And then you've got a Karine Jean-Pierre who says, oh, no, the president has always believed in funding the police. It's got to frustrate you.
It tremendously frustrates me because they are hypocrites. They also say the border is secure. Well, we know millions have come across. fentanyl killing our children, 300 every single day. But they're hypocrites and they're liars. They started the defund movement, the right. police officers. They watched our cities burn. Portland still is, and they do nothing. They elect their woke DAs that won't uphold the law. You know, these businesses want to come back to work, and I've had many of them tell me, it's not because of COVID they don't come back to work. Their own workers are afraid to ride
right.
the subway system. Mm-hmm. And do you blame them?
No.
Do you blame them? What's
not at all.
In this community?
Not at all. If anyone has their eyes open, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, they know that it's dangerous to go out on the street. Look, I work at Fox on 46, on 6 between 47 and 48. I will not walk to Saks, which is two blocks away. I just won't do it. You know, and right next to Saks is St. Patrick's. And there was somebody, you know, somebody shot someone there several weeks ago. So, but the frustration that we all have and that we all carry, it continues as it relates. You talk about the border. I never heard the president say the words fentanyl till about a couple of weeks ago when he said he was going to double the punishment. How can you double the punishment, Congressman McCarthy, if they let them away, they let them out of jail as soon as they arrest them? Do they think we're stupid?
Beyond, because what they have done in lying to us, you know, you raise a very good point. Just up in my district, and you've been there, the Central Valley of California.
It's beautiful.
They caught two individuals with, I don't, just massive amounts of fentanyl. The sheriff
right.
there knows these two individuals are illegals, but they tell them, no, they live in Washington, so they get a ticket. Because of the California law, he's not able to ask if they're citizens or not. Because of Gavin Newsom and the Democrat liberals, they don't even have to post bail. They're not even in jail. And do you think they showed up? But how many thousands of Americans would they have killed had they not stopped it?
Well, you know, I'm very familiar with that case.
Do it again.
I'm very yeah. familiar with that case from California. The sheriff hit the ceiling. But, you know, let's talk about fentanyl for one more second before I go to Gavin Newsom. Look, the fentanyl, as you say, Congressman McCarthy, is killing 300 Americans a day between the ages of 18 and 45. It is an undeclared war by China against the United States with a money laundering operation in Mexico. The Biden administration says nothing other than this Mayorkas, who says the border secure. Kamala Harris, who just embarrassed the United States this week, she doesn't know the difference between friend or foe or ally or enemy, and she says we're committed to North Korea. What an embarrassment. And the president doesn't know the difference between someone being dead or alive. He actually calls out someone who's dead that he issued a press release on because he knows they're dead. How stupid or crazy are these people? Where is the call for the 25th Amendment?
I will tell you, you hit the nail on the head, because this president has been elected in elected office for more than 40 years, and he's never even been to the border. And you know that if you look at that number 300, that's mm-hmm. the equivalent of a full airliner crashing every single day.
Wow.
You know, if that happened just for a couple
wow.
of days, the whole country would say, we have a crisis. This president ignores it. He even encourages it to grow more. And all it does is empower China and makes these cartels richer. People coming across this border, we're catching people on the terrorist watch list.
Absolutely. 78.
Coming? Why are they coming here? What do they have planned? You know it from New York, what people do.
Well, look, what I know, Congressman, from the years in law enforcement is they have set up a drug artery throughout the United States with these mules and with these drug dealers. It's already in place, and now the fentanyl is coming in. And the truth is that the Biden administration, whether it's the president or the dits Kamala Harris, I'm sorry, and if anyone wants to take me on, I can give you 100 examples of how stupid this woman is. And, you know, the shame of it is that she is, you know, looked at it. Here she is, a woman, first vice president, who turns out to be a nincompoop. But what we've got are all these arteries set up. We've got it. The Americans are dying. We're coming up now on Halloween. They're putting fentanyl in the candy. But I want to go back to Gavin Newsom for a second. Across the country, Congressman, you know, this commitment to America that you're promoting, and is it, what is the website? Are you still Save the House? What is that website?
No, You could just go commitmentToAmerica.com.
Okay, commitmentToAmerica.com. All right, but we've got Gavin Newsom, the slick-back guy who runs to the West Wing and throws his jacket over his shoulder when the president's out of the country, doing a pretty much like a catwalk on a runway, saying, gee, don't I look good in front of the White House? He's fighting with Ron DeSantis. And all the left is coming out. They're criticizing Governor Ron DeSantis now. And they're saying that Ron DeSantis is, he's against climate change and he's part of the reason that we have hurricanes. And the hate on the part of the left is so unbelievable. You have to wonder, how do Americans buy into this hate? The hate of Joe Biden, the 74 million that voted for the last president, that we're semi-fascists, semi-Nazis, whatever we are. We're not a country of hate. We are not, but they're doing that to us.
They are. And, you know, I think Ron DeSantis has shown the rest of the governors how to be a governor during a crisis. He's prepared ahead of time for this hurricane. My prayers go out to everybody in Florida and into the Carolinas. But you know what? Look at what Gavin Newsom has done. Gavin Newsom lowered the production of oil in California by 80,000 barrels and bought 50,000 barrels from Putin every day. He's made our grid even smaller and then tries to outlaw a gas-powered cars and then tells you you can't charge up your electric cars.
Right.
The grid won't work.
Exactly.
He has shown every way wrong. And you know what? We pay 50% more for our electricity in California based upon what Gavin Newsom has done to us. And you just take a simple – you want a simple vote about it. How many people have left California and moved to Florida?
That's
how
right.
How many people from Florida moved to California?
Yeah.
You don't get it. It's a one-way ticket.
It's a one-way, Congressman Kevin McCarthy. But, you know, one of the things that Governor Ron DeSantis has done, and it shows what the Republicans are focused on, is he actually, as governor, removed a prosecutor who was a leftist, who didn't believe in prosecuting crime, who believed in coddling criminals, and could care less about the victims. Gavin Newsom has never done that. Crime is out of control in Los Angeles and Oakland and all through California. And that's what the Republicans bring to the table, a belief in law and order. You know, you talk about all of those different foundations for your commitment to America, you know, a safe border, a strong economy, you know, giving parents the dignity that they deserve as the parents of children in school. Since when do the teachers since when are they in a better place to determine what our children should learn? And then the government backing them up, but with calling them domestic terrorists. Yeah, last question to you, Congressman Kevin McCarthy. You know, this election will determine whether or not you'll be Speaker of the House. What do you think the chances are of Republicans? What are the races that you're most concerned about? And what can we do? Because it's not just where we live. This is about America as a whole.
You're 100% right. To me, this is a once in a 50-year election. I mean, we've got to have some check and balance in Washington. We've watched what the problems these Democrats have done with no plan to fix it. Look, we only need 5 seats to win the majority. But you have to remember, no one gives you a majority. You have to earn it. So we need everybody to join with us. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or independent. You know you want a stronger America. You know what America is capable of, that this country is exceptional, that you can have a secure street, that you can have a nation that's safe, an economy that's strong where you can fill up your gas tank, have money left over. You have a future that's built on a foundation of freedom where you have a say in your kids' education. We have races from Washington, from Oregon to California to New York to Florida to North Carolina, all the ways in between to Iowa. We've got people running in Rhode Island we can win. Alan Fong to Arizona with Juan Siscamani, to all that exciting, the special election we had down in Texas.
Maya Flores, absolutely.
And you know what? You've got Monica De La Cruz right next to her. We can elect 3 Republican Latinas, and it really shows an opportunity for this country. Wesley Hunt, John James, these are just some exciting candidates we have out there that they all served in the military, went to the academy.
Right.
Eli in Arizona is a Navy SEAL. Derek Van Orden up in Wisconsin, a former Navy SEAL, ready to serve his country again.
Yep. Yep. And you know, Congressman, when you talk about people who've served in the military, you know, these are people who understand law and order, chain of command, rules and regulations. You know, the left wants to forgive all crimes that pretty much are property crimes. It's almost as though you're on your own. If you own something, too bad if someone steals it from you. But the governor positions are important, but so is the House. And we want more than anything. I can tell you personally, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, I want more than anything for you to take back the House and for you to be the Speaker, because we've got a lot to talk about. And one of the biggest embarrassment and black eyes to the United States was what Joe Biden did and the exit from Afghanistan. And that's what I want to have you guys look into as we go forward. Well, anyway, any last thoughts?
I promise you we'll do that. And on the very first day, you know what our first bill is going to be?
What?
We're going to repeal the 87,000 IRS
agents. Ah!
Because we should be here to help you, not to go after you.
Oh, that is so important. Remember, what's her name? The Obamas, Lori, what was her name? She pled the fifth. They were using the 501c3 to go after conservatives. I'm thinking LL were her initials. But anyway, we don't want the persecution and the weaponization of the IRS to go after Americans. If anything, 87,000 new people, put them in the police departments. Congressman Kevin McCarthy, I appreciate your time. Love you to death. Thank you so much. I know how busy you are. Commitment to America, everybody. Look it up. It matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.